The very first tape recorders that you could get when I was a kid were about the size of a lunchbox. And you had to press both play and record at the same time in order to get them to record anything. And the condenser mic was really just nothing more than three lines flush with the body of the cassette recorder. And if you blew into the condenser mic like this, and then played it back, it sounded like this. This led to lots of skits about nuclear holocaust and the end of the world, and what does this button do? And if you blew into the condenser mic three times fast, like, and played it back, it sounded like, this led to lots of cowboy and Indian skits and film noir skits, and I bet you knew it was gonna end like this. And army skits, and it was an army skit that I was recording with my brother when I was 11 and he was 8, that I said the dirtiest thing that I have ever said. It's not the kind of thing that I thought was appropriate for an 11-year-old boy and his 8-year-old brother. It was, I still maintain to this day, just the kind of thing that I thought a tough, battle-worn soldier would say, particularly if he were under a lot of pressure to hold his position, which Jim, the character I was playing, most certainly was. Jim, can you hold your position? The captain said. I was also the captain. And what I said was, what I made Jim say when he was asked by the captain whether he could hold his position was this. Oh, I'll hold my position all right, Captain. Just as sure as a man fucks his dick. That was the toughest, machoest thing that I could think that a soldier would say. Oh, I'll hold my position all right, Captain. Just as sure as a man fucks his dick. Now, if I could go back in time, I would have the captain ask Jim a few follow-up questions. Like maybe, Jim, is that yes or no? Or maybe, Jim, are you gay, buddy? Or possibly even, Jim, how does a man fuck his own dick? But I think that may have been the day, that may have been the moment, that may have been the line that made me realize that I could be a writer, because my brother looked at me with wide-eyed conspiratorial eyes and said, where did you come up with that? That is pure genius. Icarus, son of Daedalus, designer of the labyrinths in Crete. Icarus, who fell from the sky because he flew so close to the sun, his wax wings melted like a snowball in Mexico. Icarus is just about the last mythic figure I would have chosen to be the mascot of an airport. But whose statue is it that looms over the runways of Monterrey, Mexico? A guy who fell from the sky while trying to fly. Newest installation in the pantheon of unlikely mascots, like the fire department, whose logo depicts the phoenix, rising anew from the ashes of its own immolation, or the Vincent van Gogh Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Hospital. A condom named after the Trojan horse would seem to proclaim, don't worry, we'll sneak a few guys into the fortress, however impregnable. The best conversation that I never had on race would have started the time that Walter Mudu called me a nigger. Actually, that's not quite what he said. Instead of passing a platter of sushi around the room, as my mother taught me to do as a child, I stood there, casually, with the platter in my left hand, determined to systematically but casually eat the entire thing with my right hand. "Aw, Taylor," said Walter, "that's some nigga shit right there." The best conversation that I never had on race may have begun right there, but I